My name is Beck. I'm the co-host of the Not Superwoman podcast, and I'm the great-granddaughter of Irish, American and Italian immigrants, and I'm grateful to call Australia home. I'd like to acknowledge the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation as the traditional owners of this land of which the podcast was recorded, and extend our respects to the elders past and present. I am in awe of their strength, of the world's oldest living culture, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to share this podcast on their land.
Welcome to this week's episode of Recap and Ramble. You're happy to be back?
We're back again.
Yeah, I'm not back. I still feel severely hungover from our weekend.
Yes, we did. We went away to one of our old school friends. She now resides in the country, and went and stayed and had a fun dinner party. There's nothing actually quite like an intimate dinner party.
I think it was just a really good number. Like, eight people for dinner is really a really good number because everyone gets to chat. You get to catch up. We went around the table. We all kind of spoke.
Told old stories. Tales of the wild old days.
Yeah, I was a bit scarred from that. And music always brings everyone together, like the way that we passed around the playlist and kind of did nostalgic songs.
Yeah, exactly. I think we were like, that definitely makes a night, doesn't it? When everyone gets a chance to like show their inner fun party child, that, you know, what song was such and such going to choose and how different we all were, but how fun it was because they were all we were all dancing around. It was really good fun.
Oh, it was, true colours were definitely showing, but it was hilarious, and I feel like I need to just calm down. The drive back to Red Hill on Sunday was not great. And Charlie's like, are you all right? And I'm like, no, I need grilled.
No, well, my husband, being a dedicated football lover, made us all get up at 6 a.m. because he refused for our 9-year-old to miss his under-9s game. So we had to drive back to Melbourne to play footy at like 8:30, by 8:30 in the morning. So we got up at 6. That was joyous. Good old Macca's drive-through.
No, you got to stay the night, right?
hot cakes on the way through, and we made it. But yeah, it was really good fun. And we're coming off the back of our Bianca Spender episode, and gosh, she is divine. She has been so supportive, and we've had the most wonderful response to her episode. I think because also it was so layered. There were so many elements to it because we just talked about her inherent passion for fashion and her understanding of it, and then about the creativity process. I mean, you identified with that in regards to fashion much more than me because I'm just not built that way.
Well, I've never run a successful fashion empire.
You did. You had a wonderful label there for years, and so you understood where she was coming from. But then also, yeah, the reality of like having such accomplished parents and trying to step outside of their shadow, and not in a negative connotation, but just more like, how do you do that? How do you go and develop?
Forge your own path.
Yeah, yeah. But I think the biggest thing that stuck with me, and I actually wrote about it in our Not Superwoman newsletter that you can sign up to on our website.
You can get some really great behind the scenes content from us.
Yes.
One day I might write a letter in there and everyone would be really, really surprised by that and alarmed by my spelling and grammar.
I look forward to that day. No, but she talked. It's what got me at the end, even when I was preparing the episode. The question that we often ask about what would you go back and nurture to your younger self, I find that when you're sitting doing an interview with someone and they share that moment with you, there's something so raw about it because hindsight can be, you know, 20/20, but also can be, it's just so reflective. And she said, I would go back and tell her younger self, and then in regards to fashion, but then she went as far as to say, I really would probably say this to any woman, because I think a lot of us self-doubt and have insecurities and falter and, you know, sort of lose our sense of self throughout periods of our lives. She goes back and says, you know, you're better than you think you are. And I, even when I was preparing the episode, I still cried again.
Oh, that photo you put up in the newsletter, thanks for that, is me just after I'd horrifically sobbed, and Bianca, I think I spoke about this last week, had clutched me to her breast and stroked my face and said, are you okay, darling? I wasn't okay.
No, you were a little
bit. I don't think I'd ever lost the plot that much in an interview ever.
I know, but it was hitting, I think, on many layers. You had a lot going on in the background when we did that interview day. But it's so true. I heard it when she said it. I heard it on so many levels. I heard it in the moments that I've doubted myself as a mum, as a wife, as a friend, as a like worker, as like every level. There's been moments throughout my lifetime where I've just felt not good enough. And so when she said it, I just like, yeah, it was like, whoa, yep, I definitely have felt like that. And I wish I could go back. And even when she was talking about grief as well, she was sort of saying that she, in a way, in effect, was had to go back and sort of hold the inner child within herself and give that inner child a bit of a hug and say, I've got you, you're going to be okay.
Yes.
And I feel like when she said, you know, you're better than you think you are, I wanted to go back and I've reflected upon it personally and just give myself in all of those moments a hug, because I was just like, there's so many times in your life where you doubt that stuff.
Oh, definitely. And she speaks so beautifully. Like the way that she kind of weaves words in, and it's almost lyrical.
Yes, yep, yep.
Very like it was beautiful.
Yes, a very gentle soul, so that we got the privilege to sit with and be so honest with. It's very rare. And that's the other thing that I reflect upon after the interview, is just that, I mean, we don't know these people for the most part that we interview. A lot of the time we sit down and they're strangers to us. And what's nice about it is that it doesn't matter someone's position or status or pressures. A lot of the time they are like so willing to share, and to share vulnerability with someone is such a privilege. And it's been particularly with Bianca, I just felt very honoured that she would go there with us and share that with us and in turn our listeners. So it was a privilege.
Well, you're a lot more gentle and lyrical than I am. I'm quite brash and blunt.
Well,
so she probably never wants to sit with us ever again.
No, you did. You were great. You take my bloody heavy heart and all my deep inner thoughts and lighten them, right?
Squash them. You know what I'm thinking about squashing this week?
What?
It's netball. It's doing my head in.
Oh, yeah. Sport.
I don't know. Saturday sport. God, it's brutal.
It is. I found myself in a negotiation just by sheer exhaustion this afternoon about getting the kids to basketball. And then I ended up caving, going, if you go, you get to have 10 minutes on the iPad. Because I was just like, just get there. I'm tired of arguing about this. But then I'm like, what the hell am I doing? This is such a, like, exhaustive process.
But as I stood there on Saturday, at 8:45, drinking the worst coffee I've ever had in my whole life in the pissing rain, in, like, 4-degree heat in Mornington, I was like, what am I doing with my life?
I know. Well,
Charlie coached the basketball, the netball team. I'm like, why is netball a winter sport?
Oh, well, I can say the same about football. I was bloody at football at 8:30 in the morning. It's all over town. Like, you can't, there's not one location. It's bloody brutal.
I shouldn't complain. I'm at the one location, and that's hashtag blessed.
And what about some headlines that have crossed your news.com?
What I've been reading today, You know who's coming back to Ramsay Street? You're looking at me and you're laughing. Sky Mangle's back, baby.
She is.
We love this. We do go to school with Stephanie McIntosh and we love a bit of Neighbours news. We love a tidbit. But the other tidbit that's really dominating is Angelina Jolie.
Oh, yes. That's, yeah, I don't know. The whole, I mean, it goes back to the old, for me, the line, you don't know what goes on in a marriage unless you're under the bed. And I'm like, there is just a lot going on there. But clearly I just feel sorry for those kids because regardless of whatever's gone down, that would not be an easy circumstance.
But are you intrigued by this? Like Mamma Mia's headline of her today was women support women except when it's Angelina Jolie. And I've always loathed her, but I've always loved Brad.
Yeah, I've been a Jennifer Aniston girl my whole life, but that being said,
it's funny who you blame though.
Well, I think it's just to me. It's actually look, I feel like because they're such famous public figure names, it's actually I feel like they're become almost a caricature of the circumstance. Like Angelina Jolie is the Scarlet Woman mistress, and Jennifer Aniston yes. is the wholesome wife that tried to stick it out. But I mean, God, for goodness sake, we really don't know what went on there. We don't know.
But I wish I did.
I know. But it is like the fact that the kids have dropped the last name, I mean, is very telling. And
just sad. Like, yeah, very sad. Is just sad.
Safe to say, though, I shouldn't put my 2 cents forward because I have said to Tom that even if I was to pass away young and he tried to remarry, let alone have an affair, that I would haunt him for the rest of his life.
And that is fucked up.
I'm like, no. I will be around in spirit, even if I'm not around.
You are so evil. You are just so,
so
evil.
Really.
The other one I'm riveted by is J-Lo.
Oh, yes. She's cancelled her tour because I find it incredibly obvious and telling that she said because of heartache, which, yes, it says to me, obviously, that they are parting ways or can't figure it out.
Which is sad, but also from another point of view, I love a headline.
I know, but I do remember Jennifer Garner was quoted in an interview saying that when Brad, oh, my God, wrong person.
Not Brad.
Ben.
Ben's
light and sunshine shines on you, you feel the warmest and like the world is a wonderful place. And then when he turns his shoulder on you, you feel incredibly, you feel out in the cold, lonely and isolated. So
I think, you know, being with someone that's had a past of addiction is incredibly difficult.
Yeah, there'd be a lot of ups and downs and demons to battle there, and I'm pretty sure even Gwyneth Paltrow had said that he battles some pretty hefty demons, which would not be easy. But, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I always questioned it when they went and do you remember in the press like last year or the year before, they went and redid the photos of them on the back of that boat from like whenever they were together 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's a bit weird.
It's like people that renew their vows.
Oh, shut up. That is very poetic.
Sorry.
And yes, Tom and I renewed our vows at our 10-year wedding anniversary, and it was delightful.
I'm not saying you, but I was just, you know who I was thinking about? Heidi and Seal. Remember how they always used to renew their vows every year on Halloween?
Yes, I know. And I remember when I told you that I was going to renew your vows, you were like, don't end up like Heidi and Seal. I still remember that. And I was like, okay.
I just want to say I had a really nice time at that surprise wedding that I planned.
You did. Planning extraordinaire.
It was schmick.
But we also have our upcoming guest, Taryn Williams. Taryn is just a powerhouse. I actually watched her on the panel at the Future Women's Summit alongside Bianca Spender. So clearly I'm stalking everyone on that panel. She is a entrepreneur, CEO of multiple companies. And I found it incredibly insightful because Taryn started out modelling. She got scouted when she was in her teens, and then she moved on to start a modelling agency, and then she's done so many more things since then. The panel particularly was talking about women in fashion, and she shared in on the panel about how she felt very conflicting about aging and the lengths that she was going to preserve herself and for her self-confidence. And she said she felt quite conflicted about it, and she was like unsure of who she was really doing it for. And was she doing it for herself, or was she doing it for other people? And so when she said that comment, I just felt like I really want to talk further with her about all of this. And so that's why we're so grateful that she was willing to come on.
Do you want to know what I took from it?
What?
Not really. The fact that she's about to go on a sabbatical.
Yes, yes. Well, it all.
I love that word. I'm like, sabbatical. I'm like, what is that? Like, do you just leave your life behind and just leave, like, just go? Because I was like, I could do that. I could do a sabbatical.
Well, I think she's going on a sabbatical. Yeah, she's going on a sabbatical because she's founded and sold multiple successful businesses. So I'm not quite sure we're at the point of being able to go on a sabbatical.
And I think the key word there is successful. No, I did. And I also, God, her skin was flawless.
I know.
And
she, I was like, Darren, she was.
You are just heaven.
So well presented, but she was great. She gets to talk to us about all of that, like, you know, how she feels the pressure when she's in a room full of suits, how she's got to present well to hold the room, and then the reality of how she threw herself into her career and has developed the most incredible career path and trajectory, but then has sort of looked up and looked around and realised that she's let go of her personal life a bit, and she thought that it was all going to pan out, but then she realises personal life takes just as much work as business, and so now she's at the tipping point of trying to figure out the next steps. But it was incredibly enjoyable.
Well, you can't wait to see what her next steps are.
Yeah. I mean, someone who – she's one of those people that puts her mind to something and just dominates it and goes from strength to strength. So if she's now shifting her focus to her personal life, I'll be fascinated to know where that takes her.
Agreed. Watch this space.
Watch this space. But until next
week. She's got the long weekend next weekend.
Oh, yes. Hey. Yes. Yep, we do. So this is obviously pre-recorded.
I'm really hoping I'm going to try and maybe lay off the alcohol and maybe do something a bit more wholesome, like go for a hike or something like that.
Yes, well, you do you. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to leave that open. I might be having a cheeky margarita at my favourite place, the Mexican in Yamba. Shout out to Cookie at the Mexican.
I'm very jelly. Well, okay. Love you and leave you.
Okay. Ciao, bye, baby. Team.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this week's episode of Not Super Woman. You can find extra resources, links and information on our website, which is notsuper-woman.com.
Is that a dash or a hyphen?
A dash is a hyphen, Rash.
Wonderful.
And if you're enjoying what we're bringing, you can follow us on our socials, and we're across all podcast platforms. So hit subscribe, guys.